Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have Matt J. Doyle. You might remember him from episode 104. He has a lot going on since then, something called Tap Interviews, where he has access to all these celebrities now, and some kind of series called Breach that I think he's starring in. And wherever you're listening to this podcast, we'd appreciate a like, a share, comment, and our review. Now, let's give Matt J. Doyle a call and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Matt, it's Johnny with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Great. Good afternoon, Johnny. How are you doing?
Great. It's great to have you back on my show. I was recapping, everybody, that you came from Australia. You got over here and you wanted to be in films, TV, and music videos. You came to America. You got your three vouchers. And then you started something called the artist process. So talk us through, after you got your three vouchers all the way to the artist process, what amount of time did that take?
It didn't take long because I joined the union in 2010, I believe, just looking at my card. Yeah, I joined in 2010, which was the year I started the artist process season one.
Wow.
Yeah, so we did season one and we had a break between season one and two for a few years and picked it up again in 2018. And then it's been solid since then, 2018, 19, and now 20. We're into season four right now.
Wow. And how many actors do you think you have had on the artist process?
Well, I would say at least 50, if not more.
Wow. And so they're able to get like a demo reel and get more experience?
Well, they come onto the set. They're able to, yes, get a copy of the footage once it's been edited, and they can use that for their reel. They also can put the credit on their resume or CV, and they also get, once approved, an IMDb credit as well.
Wow. And where do you get your talent from that?
Well, I was luckily enough to have friends to begin with, but then just from working on the set, but then I got approved by LA Casting and Actors Access to cast for people on those two platforms.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I do now. I just send the breakdowns to Actors Access and LA Casting, and then people can send in their, usually I do the self-tape.
That's pretty cool. You have a lot of acting credits and producing credits. Is Jay-Z TV Live, is that done and now that got replaced with Tap Interviews, or is that two separate things?
Two separate things. Jay-Z TV Live is a show created by Janet Zipper. I helped her to get it set up on IMDb, and I help her with the production, and I have my own show, Tap Interviews, is a separate show, and that has been approved by IMDb as well.
I know, because I follow you on Facebook and you're like always at a premiere. Sometimes you're on the other side, you're getting your picture taken, and then the other side, you're there with a microphone interviewing people.
I wanted to just keep moving forward and create another show, so that was some advice given to me by Mr. Eric Zulli of Team Easy Way. He said, why don't you set up a group called Tap Interviews and post all those videos on there? And then we realized that we weren't able to count the views, so we set up a Facebook page for Tap Interviews, and now we have the page and the group. But the page, if you post it on a page, you can see how many views each video is getting. So that's the benefit of doing that. So if you have the Facebook page, Facebook group, and then the IMDb, you're in business.
I was stalking some people you were interviewing. I was like, wow, that would be a good person for my show. Wow, that would be a good person for my show, because you interview a lot of celebrities.
Yeah, and I will help you to get some of them on your show. That will go down, yeah.
That's pretty great. So you're also a real estate agent with Century 21 in Torrance. Is that where it's at?
Yes, that is correct, Johnny. I'm also a real estate agent for Century 21 Amber in Torrance. So I don't know if the audience knows, but you got your broker license as well.
That's right. That's right. That was so funny. You were in the class. I'm like, hey, it's Matt's here. I can't believe it.
Yeah. We met up again. It's good that we've progressed a lot since the first podcast I did with you. And thank you for inviting me back.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, I don't sell advertising or anything, but if anybody wants to buy or sell a house, how would they get in touch with you?
They can contact me through my website, or they can email me at mjdrealtors@gmail.com, or they can call me on my cell phone number, which is 310-349-9356.
Yeah, and in the money you make doing the real estate, you kind of invest back into what you're doing now, buying equipment and stuff, right?
That is exactly what I do, yes.
That's so great.
Yeah.
I started a small business like that too, so I can fund the acting career. Then I got married. I'm like, wait a minute, this company wasn't supposed to pay for groceries and rent and stuff like that. It was supposed to be for my career. What happened?
I spoke to Eric Zulli about your podcast and said that there may be an opportunity opportunity for him to come on. And also, we know Kate Linda, who has been on The Young and the Restless since 1982.
Yeah, just tell them to go to my Facebook and message me or friend me, and they can email me at actors2020podcast@gmail.com as well.
Okay. And also, I've been working on some big budget productions, including a show on Oxygen. And it started off being called Murder for Hire, I believe, but then they changed the name.
Yeah, I was looking at all your Internet Movie Database credits. So what is Breach? What is that? Is it a cop show?
That's a movie that my friend Jacob has written, and he can also get all the equipment and funding to shoot the movie. So it's just a matter of when the time's right, we're going to shoot that movie, possibly in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So I have the shows, and I have movies, and I'm helping other productions as well on the Easy Way TV Network. That's the network our shows are on. The Easy Way Network as well, which includes TV shows and films and web series, all of it. And that's been helping give us a lot of exposure, because he's been running that every day and putting it on demand on Roku and Apple and Amazon. And he's really been pushing our shows as well. He does a great job, Mr. Eric Zulli. So we thank him for that. And we've been doing great on the internet. The Facebook videos have been getting thousands of views. So we're moving in the right direction.
That's really cool, actually.
Yeah.
So how do you get on the red carpet? Do you have to have like some press credentials in order to get up there to interview these people?
You just need to know people. The people that hold the events, they will give you an opportunity to come as press or to come as a star or whatever you want to come as.
I saw you interviewed Richard Dreyfuss. That was a good one.
Yes, I have interviewed Richard Dreyfuss, and also Kate Linda was the other big one, the lady that's been on The Young and the Restless since 1982 and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow. Yeah, there was a young girl that you interviewed, and I forgot her name. It was a one-word name, and I looked her up, and she was very popular on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Premiere, right?
Yeah, her, Premiere.
So, yeah, there's been some great guests. It's helped me a lot, and I've helped them by giving them exposure and getting their message out there and their social media stuff out there so people can interact with them. And it's all been going great. Those are the things we're working on. And also, I auditioned for Just Roll With It, a big-time TV show. I auditioned for a guest star role on that. So that's where I am right now, auditioning for these kind of parts. That's where it's gotten me, just being on the artist process and doing all these interviews and interacting with people. Now I'm going for big budget production auditions.
Because they're noticing you from what you're doing? Are you getting these through the agent that you already have?
Yeah, they're noticing me through what I'm doing. And also, I have a really good manager right now as well.
Yeah, that's important to have a good manager, because, you know, an agent can come and go, but the manager's with you like forever.
Yeah, he's really good.
Wow.
We're happy with him, and we're auditioning for guest star roles on big budget productions. So we're right where we want to be.
That's crazy, because I can't believe you're like doing it all. So what if you could make money just doing one thing and you didn't have to do all these other things? What one thing would you pick?
Just writing one blog per day.
forget the acting, forget the producing, forget all the real estate. Just write one blog and make enough money.
The unfortunate thing is I will need to be doing things just to make that blog interesting.
That's true. Yeah, I noticed I've just been checking out your Internet Movie Database page. You have like a new picture and so many new pictures that are up there with you at all these events.
Yeah, I'm going to be adding some more in the next week as well, some more pictures.
Yeah, it's really good. I like your profile page. You're wearing that nice suit, no tie, just a t-shirt underneath. Looks really good.
Thank you. Yeah, well, it's all coming along well. I've come a long way since the last podcast I did with you, and I've come a long way since I started as a union actor in 2010. It's only a matter of time before I start booking them and get on the big screen and do all that, and that's what we all want to do. So we've got to help each other do that.
Exactly.
However we can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you were one of my inspirations as well, because when I first started the podcast, I was like, I'm not getting back into this acting thing. And then I heard you, then I heard a couple of other guys over 50. I'm like, I have my SAG card. I might as well just do it while I'm out here, because I have the time to do it now.
Yeah, exactly. And why not? If you love doing it, that's life. If you're doing what you love to do, then you're living a good life.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't even care anymore. I'll show up as the extra. I'll be the stand-in. I'll say a few things. You know, I don't have any goals of like, oh, I have to get on a series, because I do so many other things. It's just a hobby for me.
Well, we'll have to get you on the artist process. I'll tap interviews soon. At least tap interviews where we can do an interview together.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that.
And you get another IMDb credit, which helps a lot, because those casting directors look at those. So.
Yeah, that would be great, because all my stuff is so old. All my current stuff is just the 60 podcasts that I have.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's great that you got that on IMDb as well. That I was very happy with my credit that you gave me for the first one.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're helping people. Helping them get IMDb credits is going to help them get work.
That's true, and also help a lot of the editors out. I edit most of the shows myself, but sometimes I have editors come in and they get an associate's producer credit and they get an editing credit in exchange for editing the podcast because it's a very tedious task.
Oh, it is. Good to give people credit where credit is due.
Right. So after interviewing all these new actors, you interviewed about 50 of them, just listening and talking to them. What is your best advice for someone now coming to LA? What exactly would you tell them to do? They just got off the bus or just got here. What do they do now?
Just get as many IMDb credits as they can so the casting directors take notice of them when they look them up on the internet.
Okay. So that's a good one. What else?
That and just work on whatever you can. Free, paid, whatever. Just as long as it's principal work where you can get the right credit, that's what we should all be aiming to do. It doesn't matter what it is as long as it's on IMDb and they're going to give you a credit for that because it's all about building that IMDb profile and getting it to where it looks so amazing that they can no longer deny you.
That's good advice because sometimes you'll do like a student film or maybe even a thesis film and they won't even create an internet movie database page and you're kind of like, well...
Yeah, you got to get those IMDb credits.
And the online profiles, what is it? It's LA Casting, Actors Access, and Casting Frontier?
Yeah, those are the three good ones.
Well, that's kind of cool. So we've got a quick update on you. What other roles have you done since I've spoken with you?
You know, whatever's on my IMDb, and they can check it out at imdb.me/Matt J. Doyle.
All right, Matt, thank you so much for being on my show today. It was kind of funny. Last time that we spoke, it was a rainy day in LA, and here it is, another rainy day in LA.
What a coincidence.
So thanks for the update. Keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for helping out the other actors. I love paying it forward just like you do, and I appreciate being a guest on my show today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And to all the people out there that want to find out more about me, just go to mattjdoyle.com. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so give it up for Matt J. Doyle. DOYLE.com, MattJDoyle.com to get more information. Right now, we are speaking on a microphone that I bought at PodFest 2020 in Orlando, Florida. I just returned and learned so much about podcasting. And since we have a little more time on this podcast, my wife's going to give me a quick interview. Her name is Denise. And say hello, Denise, to everyone.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening. I'm really excited to be on my husband's podcast. It's my first time Actors 2020 podcast, Johnny Keith. I'm actually on this podcast today because we are testing out his $500 microphone that he recently bought at PodFest 2020. Hopefully it sounds pretty good because it's quite expensive. It's the reason I'm not going to be going shopping for the next couple of weeks, but that's okay. That's okay. What do you plan on doing with this microphone?
Well, since I'm on the set a lot now, whether I'm doing extra, whether I'm doing stand-in, whether I have a speaking part. So in addition to doing the podcast, I'm going to be doing these little micro interviews of people that are currently on the set. And that's going to be posted on johnnykeith.com on my blog. You can subscribe. And if you subscribe every time there's a new podcast, you'll get an alert. Or if there's a relevant blog post that I decide to do, then you'll get an alert. That way you're staying up to date and you're staying into the loop on what's currently happening in 2020 on the set and how other people are out there getting work.
That sounds pretty cool. So now you're going to tell your audience about meeting a celebrity at PodFest 2020.
Right. So William Hung was a guest speaker at PodFest, but I was actually in other classes and I didn't get to attend his event. So I saw him at the airport when we were waiting for the flight, and I just approached him and talked to him, and he wants to actually get into podcasting and maybe have his own podcast. So I said, I will help you in any way you can. I asked him if he wanted to be a guest on my show. So we're going to be interviewing him actually tomorrow, and he's going to be the guest star next week. What? We'll see what happens, but it was kind of fun.
That's pretty cool that he was willing to help and willing to be on the podcast. I'm really proud of you, and thanks for having me on your podcast, honey, for the first time ever. Thank you all for listening. Johnny really appreciates it. Thank you all very much for listening and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
All right. That completes the test of my new microphone. Let's go load it into the computer and let's see what it sounds like.
Well, it turns out it sounds pretty good. So we're going to get on out of here. Remember, thank you to Matt J. Doyle, DOYLE.com. Matt J. Doyle, thank you again for being on the podcast. Thank you to my wife for the interview. And we're just going to go ahead and end this at exactly 15 minutes this time. And we're going right to the lesson already in progress.
Hello,
bye-bye.
I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, finally. final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom. That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out.
Thank you for tuning in to Actors Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.